from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Regional airline BWA announces job cuts across the region. Antigua and Barbuda reports significant progress in reaching an agreement with the OECD on offshore tax matters. And the United States says there are nationals of 10 countries among the Taliban and Al-Qaeda suspects being held in Cuba. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Faced with mounting losses since September the 11th, BWA today announced that it was cutting staff and aircraft. The airline says it's down by 15% in passenger traffic since the attacks on America. At a news conference in Port of Spain a short while ago, airline president Conrad Alio said there would be job losses in North America, the Caribbean, and Europe. He did not say how many. The airline is also returning two of its aircraft, which will reduce its fleet to 13. Mr. Alio said cost-saving measures taken since September the 11th had proven inadequate.
We no longer can continue to pay travel agencies 9% when American Airlines is paying 6%. The same thing with the staff. We no longer can say we have a policy of no layoffs when of the $700,000 a day that we spend, $200,000 of it is related to employee costs. So you cannot just insulate that and say that is untouchable.